Good morning. Listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Georgina Sikorsky, who's the Executive Director for CARE, the Corporate America Recovery Effort. Georgina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. I wanted to talk to you because you had an annual meeting for CARE, I think a little over a week ago. I wasn't able to make it, but I wanted to talk to you about it and make sure our listeners heard what the latest news is in the area of reducing the amount of post-consumer carpet that goes to the landfill. So this is your, as executive director, this was your first meeting, right?
This was my first meeting as executive director. That's correct. I've had attended the CARE conference in the past, but this is a new role for me, so it was very exciting.
That's right. When you went last time, you were actually an Vista employee. So
that's
this,
correct.
You were driving the, you're driving the boat this time.
That's right. Big difference.
Yeah, I'd say so. So why did you have it in Washington, or right outside of Washington?
Well, we had it at a place called the Lansdowne National Conference Center, which is a superb venue for conferences such as ours. They really facilitate the interaction and the networking, so it was a great place for the meeting. And in addition to that, we wanted to make sure that we could get some of our representatives from the federal government to attend and be a part of the CARE conference. So it worked really well for us.
And I think it's important, we should probably remind the listeners that CARE is actually an organization of both government people and industry people.
That's right? Correct. It's a voluntary agreement between members of the federal and state government, local governments, manufacturers, and other interested parties.
Well, as part of your meeting, we'll go into the details of some of the highlights of the meeting, but before we get into that, as part of your meeting every year, you always roll out the numbers. You tell us, you know, how you did, what's your report card, and so tell us a little bit about the annual report.
Sure. We do an annual survey of our collection network, and that includes everything from our entrepreneurs up to the carpet manufacturers. This is done independently by an organization called Weston, and they collect the numbers for us and hold them confidentially and analyze the level of collection. What we found this year was that we collected about 292 million pounds of post-consumer carpet and diverted that from the landfill. And of that, about 243 million were recycled. So this was down slightly from 2007. The diversion was down about 0.8%, and the recycling was down about 11.5%. So although it was down, it was still better than what we expected, given the business environment that we were all facing in 2008.
Well, actually, I would say 0.8 is almost flat.
Yeah, yeah. It was. You know, we have had, growth every year prior to this, but we were pretty happy with the results for this year. And I think it is a testament to the strength of our collectors network and the fact that everybody was working very hard to divert carpet from the landfill in spite of the tough economic conditions. So my hats are off to the members of CARE for that great accomplishment.
Yeah, we just did the annual report for our May issue of Floor Focus, and I can tell you that, you know, from a dollar standpoint, the carpet industry was off about 9%, but from an area standpoint, you know, it's it was double digits. So so I think for you to have basically a flat year when the industry was off that much is probably good.
Yeah.
As we look at when you divert used or post-consumer carpet to the landfill, there's some options as far as, you know, where we can either go back into carpet or into carpet or pad, or it can go in. I guess you can burn it, waste energy. We should talk maybe a minute about that. And what are some other areas where it can go?
Well, it can also go into plastics applications, and we actually had a great session at the conference about the possible uses for post-consumer carpet. Obviously, one of the area that we've made the most progress to date is carpet to carpet, and that's really been led by the manufacturers, and we're now being able to reuse our carpet back into the backing as well as into the face fiber. So we're making pretty good progress there, and certainly the carpet manufacturing industry has invested a lot of money and a lot of resources to make that happen. But in addition to that, we are also seeing some very promising technologies and new product development in the area of waste to energy and the use of carpet into biomass and engineered fuels. And we're also engaging the plastics industry. And this is very exciting for us because we're bringing in experts both onto our board as well as into the organization to better understand how we can use this great plastics material in other applications. So we're getting more knowledgeable about the needs of the plastics industry and how we might be able to use this in a wide variety of things, such as automobile parts, furniture, anything that you can think of that that would use plastic. There's an opportunity to reuse a post-consumer carpet as a raw material. So we had a great roundtable at the conference this year to talk about the progress that is made in this arena and better understand the specifications for these types of applications.
Well, as you look, as you think about carpet, I guess once you put carpet all together, I guess it's very hard to get it cleanly separated or unzipped after it's been used.
So,
but there are in certain plastic areas, it's okay to have a little bit of contaminant, if you will, or a little bit of filler.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. There's various performance requirements depending on the application. So obviously we're looking at the low hanging fruit to start, and those applications where the specifications are not as stringent. And simultaneously, we're also looking at ways to better separate and cleanly separate the face fiber from the other components of the carpet. So as we get better with that, we'll be able to be more competitive in some of these higher value plastics applications. So it's really working in both ends of the formula simultaneously to see what we can do to make this a higher value ingredient.
Okay, so let's go to the to your meeting for a minute. Your attendance was down just a little bit, but still pretty strong. A little over 100 people, I think, came, right?
That's right. That's right. We did have a lower attendance, and we were expecting that again because of the, you know, the market environment being what it is. But the quality of the folks there was superb, and the feedback that we've gotten. We always do a survey after the conference to find out what we could do better and what people liked, and the feedback that we got was very good. I think the most outstanding part of this was that the networking opportunities were excellent this year. Folks had lots of time to meet with one another and talk about the projects that they were working on and to get interaction with the suppliers to learn more about the technologies that can be available to the manufacturers as we're working on various projects. So from that standpoint, it was the place to be. And anybody who wants to know more about carpet recycling, attending this annual conference is a great way to learn a lot in just a couple of days.
I've actually talked to a few people that went to your meeting, and they said that, you know, and they go every year. They said that from a content standpoint, you really kind of raised the bar this year. That several of the speakers had some extremely innovative ideas and concepts. So, is there any highlight that you want to bring to light?
I think in addition to the fact that we did have some very excellent speakers talking about some new product developments, and those were in the area of, you know, engineered fuel. We're looking at some really interesting projects around the reuse of the filler itself and to be able to recycle the filler. And we also got a very good presentation around the use of carpet fiber and recapturing the nylon 6. In addition to that, we had a speaker from the UK talk about their organization, and they're really modeling a recycling organization that would be similar to the way that we work our care organization in the U.S. So it was very exciting for us to hear that what we're doing here is making a difference and is pointing the way in other markets.
Okay, so the Europeans are going to follow our lead.
Well, we hope so. We hope to be able to support what's going on in the UK and to provide more information and to keep that dialogue going. And perhaps eventually that might also spread to the continent itself. So we'll see how that all goes.
All right, Georgine, we're about to run out of time. I think you did some awards. Do you want to real quick mention the...
Yes, we gave our Recycler of the Year award to Mohawk. And our Person of the Year award went to Brendan McSheehy from Universal Fibers, who's done a fabulous job for us this year. And our EPA award was actually given to two companies. They both submitted excellent ideas for the EPA award, and the award went to Shaw Industries and also to LA Fibers. And all of our award winners were quite deserving this year, and we had a great award ceremony.
So that EPA award is actually kind of an innovation award.
It is. It's innovation and recycling, and it was presented this year by John Cross, who is in charge of the solid waste management program at EPA, and it recognized the excellent efforts at Shaw Evergreen's facility, and then also at LA Fiber's efforts to divert carpet and put it into carpet cushion.
And Ron Greitzer at LA Fiber's, he still is one of the biggest when it comes to diversion, isn't he?
He is, yes. Ron has been in the business for many, many years and is really the guy who makes it happen on the West Coast.
Isn't it amazing? He's in California where all of the rules are probably the most stringent, and he's one of the largest recyclers. So.
Yeah, the LA Fiber business does a great job, and they really understand the marketplace and how to get the most value out of recycling carpet.
Okay, Georgiana, I appreciate it. We are running out of time. We've been listening to George Ina Sikorsky talk about the annual meeting for the Carpet America Recovery Effort, and she's the executive director, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.